Lastly, this morning, I'd like to give us a reason to keep on winning souls and making disciples. And that is the fact that there is a reward. Folks, there is a reward. Most of the scriptures we have read today point us to rewards the believer will receive for doing the work. There are rewards, folks. God is faithful and will never forget our labor of love. I've wondered many times to myself, if making disciples or doing the work had direct financial reward, how will I commit myself to it? I possibly will have committed more. But I've also told myself, jokingly too, that if there was a financial reward, at best, it will be spent here and there will be nothing in heaven at the end of the day, because that is where we all go to. But thank God there is no monetary reward. At best, we have encouragement and charge, like I'm doing this morning, that we should do the work because there's a reward. Because God watches over us to reward us for every labor, every sacrifice that we give in. Even when men do not see, God sees. John 6:27 says, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto eternal life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. John 4:36 says that he that reapeth receiveth wages. Hallelujah. He that reapeth, that is the verse that talks about the harvest is ripe. It now says, he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto eternal life. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. The same line of thought in Matthew 19:29 says that, and everyone who has left houses, or brother, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or field for my sake, will receive a hundredfold in this life and will inherit eternal life. There are rewards, folks. There are rewards for the labors. There are rewards for the sacrifices. There are rewards for everything that you put in to the Lord's work. Paul also spoke in 2 Timothy 4 from verse 7. He says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Thank God he did not stop there. Thank God it was not just about fighting a particular fight. It was not all about just keeping the faith. I like what verse 8 says. It says, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to only me, hallelujah, but unto all them that also love his appearing. The same line of thought also in Philippians 3, when it says that there is a price of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There's a price of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There's a price. There's a price. There's something that comes to you because you have believed in the Lord Jesus. You are not just left desolate. You are not just left like somebody who has wasted your time or wasted your life. Even though it might seem so to other people, there is a reward, folks. Bible talks about five different crowns. The crown of rejoicing, the incorruptible crown, the crown of righteousness, the crown of life, the crown of glory. We look forward to the reward, brethren. We look forward to it. There's a reward we look forward to. And we know that God is faithful to reward us. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says that, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, hallelujah. As much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the world, in the Lord. Our labor is not in vain. When we are discouraged, we want to keep running. When we are fainting, we are waking up ourselves and knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. There's a poem I saw somewhere. It was written by a doctor, Dr. John Rice. It was written in the 19th century. Let me just read it as I close this morning. The treasure of the earth. Oh, how vain and how fleeting. They vanish like mint. They wither like leaves. But souls who are won by tears and pleadings will remain for our reaping up there. Reaping, yes, heavenly reaping. For souls won down here. How soon we approach this judgment seat with little or no souls they have won to Christ, our Savior. Reaping heavenly. Reaping for souls won down here. Folks, I'm persuaded of better things concerning us. Or better still, I know God is persuaded of better things concerning us. That we will take this chat today, put our hands to the plow and begin to run again. That for those of us who have a plan, we will run with our plan. For those of us who do not have plans for soul winning and discipleship, we will draw out one today. We will keep at it daily, putting together our resources and gifts and talents for this cause. So much commitment and doggedness. Even when we fail, we'll pick ourselves up again and continue from where we stopped, striving according to His power, which worketh in us mightily.
Take up my cross, daily follow you. I'm not ashamed to shout my love for you, my Lord. Straight from my heart, I worship you. You are. I lose my life to follow you. The life that I live is not I that lives. For me to live is Christ. Oh, oh, oh. Take up my cross. Follow you. I'm not ashamed to shout my love for you, my Lord. Straight from my heart, I worship you. You are the
for me to live is Christ.